Nolte, CNN promotes leftist misinformation specialist Natasha Bertrand. By John Nolte on February 15, 2024. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence, has promoted Natasha Bertrand, one of the corporate media's most reliable leftist misinformation specialists. CNN's Natasha Bertrand has been promoted to correspondent covering national security, Knlal announced Tuesday. She is based in Washington, D.C., and will continue to focus on national security and politics across CNN's platforms. Oddly enough, there's no mention in that CNN press release about the deliberately gullible Bertrand's key role in spreading lies to benefit the Democrat Party. Bertrand was so shameless in spreading the Russia collusion hoax that after the hoax was debunked, she earned her own headline at the far-left Washington Post. How Politico's Natasha Bertrand bootstrapped dossier credulity into MSNBC gig, reads the headline. The story that follows is a brutal takedown that exposes Bertrand as an absolutely shameless liar and propagandist. With winks and nods from MSNBC hosts, Bertrand heaped credibility on the dossier, which was published in full by BuzzFeed News in January 2017, in repeated television appearances. Her written work has appeared on Business Insider, The Atlantic and Politico, where she is now a national security reporter. Along the way, she bootstrapped her punditry into a contributor's role on MSNBC. The speculative mess that Bertrand has left all over Nexus transcripts serves as an indictment of cable news sensibilities. Incentives on primetime MSNBC shows point precisely in the direction that Bertrand ventured on too many occasions. That is, toward believing the specifics of a document whose veracity she and others couldn't begin to assess. The following nails Bertrand's sleazy way of misinforming the public. When MSNBC's Joy Reid asked Bertrand if Trump wants Russian meddling to help his re-election, she answered, "We don't have the reporting that suggests that the president has told aides, for example, that he really wants Russia to interfere because he thinks that it's going to help him, right? No, we don't have that reporting," the Post's Eric Wempel writes, though there's no prohibition against fantasizing about it on national television. Naturally, at that point, Bertrand wasn't done meddling in the 2020 election. At the time, she worked at the far-left Politico. And even though the deep state had already lied to her for 5 years about Trump colluding with Russia to rig the 2016 presidential election, she ran point to spread the deep state lies about Hunter Biden's laptop being Russian disinfo. If you read the full piece, it's basically a press release dialed up by a groveling liar as news. In other words, Bertrand displays no skepticism, and there's no reporting. It's pure stenography. And as we now know, every word she wrote was a lie. But give Bertrand credit. She knows what it takes to climb the corporate media ladder. All she had to do was whore out her credibility, self-worth, soul, and pride. And CNN promoting this worthless propagandist is why CNN is on the verge of collapse. It's why CNN has the most unappealing cast of anchors ever assembled in front of a television camera. Merit, credibility, and an appealing personality have nothing to do with getting ahead at CNN. You can be the most unlikable, charmless, humorless moron in TV news, but if you're willing to bend over for the CIA, FBI, and Democrat Party, CNN will put you on TV. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Nothing about this novel is predictable or formulaic. Nolte is such a gifted writer and can turn a phrase. The characterizations were so well done that each was a polished little vignette. The characters become deeply imprinted in your mind and compel you to keep reading. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone, and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.